Hello, hello.
Hi, John. Hello. Hi, John.
Hello,
hello. Hello, hello, John.
Hi.
Hello,
Beth, would you believe I was swimming on Sunday in the bay?
Today this is weird. This weird weather, isn't it?
Yeah. It was 80 degrees on the weekend, and now it's 60 degrees or 55.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really weird.
But we had the crazy thunderstorm too, right? That was Sunday night or Saturday
Sunday
night?
Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a big thunderstorm. Yeah.
It was like high winds and just rain was just crashing.
Yeah, really.
Bet the water was cold.
It wasn't bad. Because I'm a sissy. I don't go in freezing cold water.
So it wasn't bad, huh?
No, I didn't stay in very long, but I mean, it really wasn't bad.
Uh-huh. And it was 80 degrees or 85 or whatever.
At so least,
the air was hot. The air was good. Yeah,
it was beautiful because we're out on my son's boat.
Yeah. Well, John, I've been thinking a little bit about when Jesus said to be in the world but not of the world, and you have shared with us that when we know that we are selfless self, and we know that it's illusion, the body-based stuff is illusion, so we go about dealing in the illusion, doing our job, you know, dealing with our families, that kind of stuff. But I think that for you, it doesn't mean being involved in like voting and I just don't, for you, being in the world and of the world is not getting too involved with politics or whatever. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a, if you don't even know you are, like there's no thing, there's just scenes appearing and disappearing. And even if you were to turn on the TV and watch something, and there's not a, it doesn't impress so deeply. There's not a, I want things to be a certain way. And it's not just, this is the reality. Like it's just the mind flow identified with that sits there and creates a sense of doership, or see, it creates this timeline. That's not true. When you know yourself in a real sense, how can you, and you can't even sit there and say, oh, well, you know, what about compassion for my fellow humans? But this entire world is projected on your presence. And you could still have compassion within your dream for dream characters that are passing away or having sickness or doing some kind of terrible things to each other. But it's not true.
Well, no, it's not true, but we are, and we do have these bodies because we use these bodies for intoxication of the selfless self, for instance. We are in, we do use these bodies for, we have the food bodies, we have to feed it and that kind of stuff. So that we're in the world, but not of the world. Now, when Papaji said to Ramana, well, Ramana said, well, why aren't you in your region or whatever? And Papaji said, well, we know it's all illusion, so why be there? And Ramana said, go help your people.
In the moment, but there's no sense of doership. This is not a... Again, if you know yourself in a real sense, see, this is, there's one key thing that in spirituality gets a little twisted. It's like, okay, you are the self, you need to do nothing. And everybody says, okay, well, how do I know I'm the self that I need to do nothing? You investigate. That's it. You investigate within your own selfless self instead of giving it to mind to try and ask questions or to figure things out. You remain with yourself because you understand automatically that there's nothing the mind can ask that isn't illusion, and the mind can ask many things about illusion, and illusion is sustained through the mind, through identification with thoughts as my thoughts, my activities, how I should think, how I should behave, what I should do, how I should feel. This is like, it's just not there, because you are. I'll give you an example. Tonight, there was this little boy, he was playing on a chair, and he fell, and he hit the ground, and rolled, and all this kind of stuff, and he rolled towards me, and I saw a bunch of people. Number one, I didn't know if he was playing or not. There was no registration of anything, but then all the people were like, oh my goodness, he's hurt. Are you hurt or whatever? And he said, oh, my wrist hurts. And I got up from the chair and went to the freezer and started to put some ice in a little plastic bag to give to his wrist. There doesn't need to be a total involvement of, oh my God, this poor child, and I need to feel for this child and all this kind of stuff. Yes, it's sad that this little boy hurt his wrist, but there was just a movement to go and pick up the ice, put it in the bag, and that's it, and then sit back down in my chair. So there's going to be activities, but there's no, like, I didn't sit there and say, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't react, number one. Or, oh, what a hero I am putting ice, even though the mother was like, oh my God, that was so wise. Thank you so much, and this and that. It's a spontaneous action in the moment. There's nothing. Then the body gets up, goes, does this thing, comes back. I'm seeing this because I'm the formless holder of the body, but I'm not taking any credit for this. This is how this concept of compassion comes about, because like it talks about, the one who knows themselves is compassionate by nature. Why? Because there's no thought process of being compassionate. It is a movement, a spontaneous action in the moment. But when you know yourself in a real sense, you break out of all of this. And you don't have, that's why Maharaj and our entire lineage is direct experience of yourself. Question and answer, that's fine, but the question and answer is to convince you to sit quietly with your own self and have a direct experience of yourself. Otherwise, it's just a dissertation where I say, you know what, the stove is very hot. If you put your hand on this stove, it can melt your skin. It's so hot. And I tell you all the ways, and I tell you even that when this stove is turned on, there's electricity, it comes into the burners, and the burners get very, very hot. And that's what cooks the food, is the amount of heat. So therefore, you know, you see that the food is cooked, and you say, well, how do I know the burner is hot? We have a direct experience. And then once you have a direct experience, you're no longer sitting in session saying, oh my God, is the stove hot? You've now experienced directly. So all spirituality comes down to one thing. The conviction or the convincing of your own selfless self to have the direct experience of yourself. All the books are for this. All the spiritual teachers are for this. Unless they want to take you on a ride and keep charging you, you know, keep coming to satsangs and keep buying my books and all the wonderful journeys that I've been on and all the spiritual experiences that you then get having this egoistic sense of yourself say, well, I want those. But this I that wants those experiences just needs to be removed. Just like Maharaj said, there was a guy who said something about, oh, I'm doing this sadhana and I work my sadhana up to like 2 hours a day now, but I want more. And he says, well, this I that wants more, just remove it. Because this is the truth. But unless you sit and you investigate yourself, you don't know. And see, because the mind keeps coming up with questions about what is this or why is this or what is this, just like those folks who go down the rabbit hole of all the spiritual texts. Well, the spiritual texts say this. Well, okay, let's eliminate all spiritual texts in one moment. Prior to being this, was there any spiritual text? No. When did you know about text? When you came along with the body. Well, you are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain body. So all the knowledge that's been gained through the body is absolutely illusion. It's false. It's illusory knowledge. As Maharaj says, fake notes. So all of it can be thrown away. And then you say, oh, but the spiritual texts, okay, but if you know yourself in a real sense, you're not even going to be saying like, well, that's sacrilege to say that these, you know. No, because you know yourself in a real sense. And all this information is out there so that you will finally sit quietly with your own self and have a direct experience. And once you experience yourself directly, it kind of burns off this sense of otherness, and you just are. And there is nothing that's going to disturb you. You know, you talk about politics, but remember Maharaj's story about the guy who was walking. This dude's up in a tree and spits on him. Every time he goes to take a bath, he comes back, boom, this guy spits on him. He does it like 50 times. That's a lot worse than what goes on in the politics. Imagine you walking outside of your house and somebody spitting on you every time you left your house. That's some troubling stuff. But because this guy knew himself in a real sense, he says to him, and even the guy, he says, how come you're not irritated? I spit on you 50 times. He said, oh, I had 50 baths. Come to my house, have some food. And then, of course, the guy bowed down and said, oh, I want this. And how do you get this? You just remain with your selfless self. The world is entirely illusion. And it's not even that it's illusion. It is not. It's illusion in the same way that your dream is illusion. And when you wake up, you can't take anything from the dream. Nor were any of the activities in the dream true, even though at the time they were occurring or appearing, they appeared very real. So the questions, like so many times, and see, these turn into memes then. These spiritual memes that go out on Facebook and go out on Instagram and all this that says, you are already that, don't worry. Like, just keep with yourself and this and that. You know, don't give it to mind. But it's all pointing to one thing. Because people will say, okay, how is it helpful? If you tell me I am that, how is that helpful? Well, like Nisargadatta Maharaj was told, I am that. What did he say? I spent every waking moment investigating. I am that. And remaining with my selfless self. He didn't say I was told I am that. And then I went out and I started researching all the books to see what that is or how I could be that or what it means to be that or what are the benefits of being that. No. Siddha Mashra Maharaj says, Tatvamuse, you are that. And Maharaj says, oh, I'm convinced. Now I have to go and discover myself. I sit quietly and I remain with myself. And he said, in 3 years' time, he realized his true nature. Because if you sit with yourself, you're going to realize your true nature. And then all questions will dissolve within yourself because that's the reality. However, if you're a spiritual seeker seeking something, then you will identify with all the thoughts that the mind will take you on a very nice spiritual ride. It's going to be beautiful, better than any Disneyland ride. The mind will take you on such a spiritual journey, and you will be amazed, and you'll feel the progress. You'll be like, wow, I'm really progressing. I'm really getting more and more spiritual. I've noticed that I don't get upset about these little things, and I'm being more patient and tolerant with other people. But this you that's doing all these things is just the mind doing backflips, saying, you know, giddy up. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And yeah. One moment, it's not going to go that way. And you're going to say, oh, my God. Just like this, the story of the guy holding the door. You hold the door. Oh, people come in. People say, oh, what a gentleman. He's holding the door. But now another car full of people comes out and starts walking in. You're still holding the door. Okay, now another carload, two carloads of people, two families, and they have their kids and they're putting their strollers and all that. Eventually your mind says, what am I, a doorman? Or it looks around to see how many people are seeing you holding the door and seeing how wonderful you are. Because there's a you. But if there's a spontaneous action in the moment, the door is held, the door is closed. And maybe it gets closed when the little kids are all coming out of their car. You're not thinking like, oh, was that wrong? Was this? No, it's just spontaneous action in the moment and you're moving forward. And your mind is not sitting there because you're not identifying with the action as I was the doer. So when everyone says, you are that, and there's nothing you need to do, as Maharaj says, nothing is required. And then give this to mind, nothing is required. But you said, I have to meditate. And you said, I have to do this, and I have to do bhajan. So there is some requirements. No, nothing is required. Because you know yourself in a real sense, nothing is required. However, if you are on the journey of discovering your own self through the illusory sense of me on a spiritual journey, then nothing is required. It's asked. Why do I still need to do bhajan? Why do I still need to do this? Why do I need to bow to the master? Because there's a me that needs to do these things. Knowing yourself in a real sense cuts it. Mm-hmm. You're finished. As Nisargadatta Maharaj says, you're cooked. And when rice is cooked, it can't come uncooked.
Right. Yeah. That's helpful. Thank you.
Jai Guru.
So when Ramana told Papaji to go help your people, he was just saying that spontaneously, I guess, is...
Yeah, whatever is required in the moment. That's why Nisargadatta Maharaj has said before, whatever I said was right at the time. Because it's spontaneous speaking. Then mm-hmm. the idea of writing it in books and having people read it, okay, this is okay because it's pointing you continuously to, listen, this is the truth, and now you need to investigate for your own self.
So it didn't mean that Ramana telling him that didn't mean that would apply to any other situation. It's simply right there.
Which doesn't apply to anything. Ramana quite easily, and Papaji also quite easily knew that there was nothing. And that all this was spontaneous speaking. They did not take the doership or ownership of any of their speaking. Even poor Ramana Maharshi just walking around Arunachala, everybody said, oh, this is a spiritual thing. We got to walk around Arunachala. But he never said that. It was a spontaneous walking for him. His body was walking around, and other people believing themselves to be separate individuals decided that this was a spiritual journey. There is no spiritual journey.
And barefoot, it makes it even better.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
But that's why also they say, you know, the sadhus and all this, they're not going to behave any certain way. Maharaj says this. All the different expressions are going to express themselves in whatever way they're expressing themselves. It's only if you take ownership and doership, ownership of a body form, and sense of doership through the actions that I am doing, which I'm, nothing's being done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But you have to know yourself in a real sense. Every minute of every day should be spent investigating your own self. Even while you're working, you can work and investigate your own self. Remain with yourself as well. Mm-hmm. This is a direct experience. And even you can say, okay, in meditation, at one point, I felt this very, very subtle sense of presence. And it was like it just started sucking everything in. Okay, now you remain. Remain with the sense of presence. The I am, the I exist. Oh, but you said I don't have to do anything. Well, no, the you that you are does nothing. But while you're believing yourself to be something separate, then you need to use this body form to dissolve the concept of being something separate, which you are not.
Right. Yeah, I can get the my mind will tell me, well, when recognition happens, it's awareness, or it's it becoming aware of itself, but that's still
games of the mind. Remember, again, mind can only show you things about the illusory world. You're not going to know yourself through mind. You just aren't. You can't. You remain with yourself as self. As soon as a question arises about anything, even what does remain with my selfless self mean? No, all answers are within you. Just remain. No need to ask this question.
It's like I think I can remove myself.
Well, you remove yourself that's false by remaining with your true self, the selfless self.
Yeah. But I'm not really removing myself because there was no self in the first place.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
But, you know, I could say that and it sounds like I know something, but it doesn't mean that.
No, you are removing the ideas about yourself by remaining with yourself. Because when you remain with yourself, you can't have ideas about yourself and your true self. There can't be any ideas about you because you're formless. Not the concept of formlessness, true formlessness, without any attributes whatsoever. The only attribute when you're remaining with your selfless self in body form will be presence. Because the entire world appears on presence, and the presence will be something that you're, ooh, this can be sensed, this very, very subtle presence. Through body form, okay. And when body is no more, this sense of presence will not be, but the presence came along with the body. The knowledge of the presence came along with the body. The presence had no knowledge. I am presence. And now when you know yourself in a real sense, how can this world, if this entire world just blew apart into a million pieces, it would not affect you in the least bit. How would it affect the space? You'd say, oh, well, the atmosphere will escape into space. Well, space will become space. But space is space. So it doesn't become anything. There's no longer a limitation of this is the world, in which the space in the world is separate from space. But the space in the world is within the space of the outside, like where the stars and all that kind of stuff are. And space is infinite because there's nothing. And now, that's if at all you want to compare yourself to sky or space. But in reality, and this is the beautiful part when Maharaj says, you are more subtle than space. So now we just said that the world is within the space that we call, quote, space, outer space, or whatever. And that's infinite. I mean, we have all our NASA guys to tell us that it's like just, you'll never ever, it's just endlessly. And you're more subtle than this.
But so this, what's left after everything's gone,
is it still here? Is what still here? See, again, you're asking from an individualized perspective. When Keith dies, will Trish and John and Alan and iPhone?
I'm asking about it. Will the space still be there? You can't even say it's saying too much, I guess.
Again, it's from an individualized perspective. Mm-hmm. You're asking, when the body form of Keith is no more, will we still have Tuesday talks here?
Right.
Yes. But Keith didn't die. He wasn't born. It's presence. And when the body form of the other body forms are gone, will we still have Tuesday talks here? Yes, because presence is here. Presence is animating all these things. And whether presence is if you get rid of this concept of individuality, then you can't have a concept of birth or death, nor can you have a concept that I'll no longer be experiencing this world, because there's no, you're a telescope that sees inside to have an experience of Keith, basically. It's not true, just like a dream character. And when we say wake up from the dream, the individualized dream, the person, John, laying down, sleeping, dream world is projected, all the dream characters, when John wakes up, all the dream is gone. Well, selfless self, knowing yourself in a real sense, the entire dream is gone, not meaning it disappears. Presence doesn't go anywhere. That's why it said, all the forms are created and destroyed, created and destroyed, created and destroyed. The five elements do what they do. Presence is just the background. It's just providing the power, the movement, the concepts, the imagination through consciousness, through whatever you want to call it. But know yourself in a real sense. Nothing is happening. Nothing has happened. Nothing ever will happen. There is no such thing as birth or death. Birth and death came along with the body, and you're not body. Prior to beingness, you didn't know about birth or death. You didn't know about happiness, unhappiness, all that. All those are body-based experiences, and you're not body. All your relations are body-based relations, and you're not body. When you know yourself in a real sense, what can disturb you? All these non-doing bodies believing that they're doers are causing a lot of chaos. And because I know myself that I'm a non-doer, I wish they would know they're non-doers. What? no individuality, nothing to be done, you know yourself in a real sense. Instead of trying to get some spiritual knowledge or acquire some spiritual coin or benefit, remain with your selfless self. That's the true lottery ticket. Remain with your selfless self. And it's the most natural thing.
I get this idea that...
doesn't exist, get an idea through mind that came along with the body. So whatever you're about to say is absolutely false. Please continue.
I noticed that today, whatever seems to be can't be real, because that's the very definition of seeming, means it's not real. I my mind does get the sense that it sometimes experiences freedom, and that this freedom is somehow helping me become free, but then it's not really freedom. If
exactly, it's the Disney ride of the mind. Yeah. It's very wonderful. A lot of riding, you know, so much colors, experience, but it's not true. When the mind sits there and says, wow, we're doing so well spiritually, I'm really starting to experience myself. Like I said, I'm being more kind, I'm being more compassionate. This I just needs to be removed. And you know this by remaining with your selfless self, direct experience of your own selfless self. And you won't say then, my mind seems to think, because the mind is not thinking. There's no thinker created by identifying with the thought.
And then to the mind, then does it seem like a more ordinary kind of a thing rather than a special thing to the mind?
I don't know. I don't ask the mind what it thinks. Really, seriously. Other than if I go to a grocery store and I see like, okay, three sodas for $5, or these sodas are, you get, what is it? Sometimes it's three for $5 or something. It's a tricky little number. And one is Coca-Cola, and one is, Coca-Cola product, and the other one is another one that's not Pepsi-Cola. Yeah. But they do it in such a way. It's like, three for $5 or something. And then the other one says something, but you have to kind of sit there and say, okay, if it's three for $5, that's like $1.25. So you can use your mind for this. Mm-hmm. And that's what the mind is meant for, practical things. Mm-hmm. Speaking, I know the language I speak. There is speaking. If I sit at work, I need to be able to communicate. And as Maharaj says, words are there for communication, but they're not there for you to try and figure things out. And he says, don't listen to the masters and say, oh, this master says like this, this master says like that. It seems to be contradicting. Because again, spontaneous speaking in the moment, and all that spontaneous speaking is saying is accept your selfless self. There's no God, no Brahman, no Paramatman, no master. Nothing is there. Find this out for yourself. Stop asking other people why nothing is there or how this nothing is. Remain with your selfless self, and all answers are within you.
So even if you're dealing with the pop issue, it still could be considered spontaneous. It's not... because it's in the moment that you're trying to,
Correct. And I don't lose sleep over it. I don't sit there and say, oh my God, which one should I have gotten? I got the three for $5 on it. I can't remember what it is, but it's a little silly. They do like four for something and three for something, and it's just not so super clear. Plus, I don't have a lot of super education when it comes to math, so.
And we got to go back to elementary school for that.
But these are, again, these are practical things. And most even technology is replacing these practical things, because we have calculators, we have timers that remind us, like, to be here on the Tuesday talk. It pops up, up, oh, in 5 minutes, you're going to have this. Okay. Meetings are all by timer. Our phones are all by, you know, so these things that even mind is becoming less and less useful for these things, because technology is sort of replacing this practical use. But know yourself in the real sense. As Maharaj says, you are disturbing the peace.